Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Sheila Hameen Show. Praise God. We're so happy that you took the time to tune in on this afternoon. Praise the Lord. And at this time, we're going to start off with opening prayer by Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. God bless Evangelist Edmond.
Praise the Lord. Let us pray. Eternal God and our Father, we come before your presence. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you for how you blessed and kept us. We thank you for this broadcast, for how you allowed us to come over the air once again. We pray that you will have your way today, that you will let your will be done, that you will stretch out your mighty hand, touch, heal, save, forgive sins, and blot out of transgressions. Look upon your people everywhere, those who are situated throughout the country, and throughout the world, we pray that you touch and bless them. Give them strength. Help them to stand. Help them to go through their tests and trials. We know you're able. We're dependent on you. We are looking to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. We pray that you continue to send your anointing, that you will continue to send your word and let it reach some soul. Help somebody to give their life to you before it's too late. Oh, my God, we're waiting on you. For without you, we can do nothing. We need your help, and we need you to go with us every step of the way. Oh, my God, bless us today, oh, Lord. Cause that faith to shine upon us. Help us, oh, Lord, to make this journey. We are striving to enter in at the straight gate. We realize we are living in the last days. There's so much trouble, so many situations going on, but we know that you're able to take us through. Heavenly Father, we pray that you look on the souls of men, those who are sick and afflicted in their bodies, some lying on their bed of affliction, some near death, but we know you're able to raise them up, O Lord. We pray that you look on those who are suffering from cancer. We pray that you look on Brother Warney. Have mercy on his soul. Save him before it's too late, Lord. Have mercy, O Lord. Forgive him of his sins and blot out of his transgressions. Help him to turn his life over to you, Lord. Realize there's no other help and no one else to turn to but you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, look on Sister Mary and her family. Comfort them in these trying hours. We know you're able to lift the burden of their hearts. Save to the uttermost, oh Lord. Help her to come back to you, Lord, and give her life to you, Lord. Help her to seek your face and call upon your name. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, I pray that you look on Steve. Touch his body right now, Lord. Continue to heal, oh Lord. Continue to deliver him, Lord. Save him to the uttermost. Fill him with the Holy Ghost. Help him, oh Lord, to give up his ways. Help him to seek your face, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray that you look on the souls that are listed on every one of the prayer lists. We want you to touch, Lord. Save, heal, and forgive, not out of the transgression. We know you're able, Lord. You're a healer for both body and soul. We're depending on you today, Lord. No other help we know, Lord. We're looking to you, Lord, the author and the finisher of our faith. We need your help today. We are helpless without you. We need you, Lord. Move in a mighty way. Work miracles, oh, Lord. Continue to save, Lord. Continue to deliver, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we pray that you will go with us. Meet us here today on this broadcast. Let your word go out. Touch today, Lord. Jesus. Oh, my God, be merciful unto the people, oh, Lord. Continue to bless and make ways. Open up doors, oh Lord. Have your way, Lord. Your will be done today, oh Lord. Let our will perish. We're seeking to please you and not ourselves. Give us strength where we're weak. Give us help when we're torn down. Help us to speak your words. Help us to pray and seek your face and draw nigh unto thee, oh Lord. Oh my God, we're looking to you, Lord. There's no other help we know. Our faith looks up to you. Have thine own way, let thy will be done. We will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Praise be to God. We thank God for that beautiful prayer coming through Evangelist May. We just thank the Lord because we know that God hears and he answers prayer. And we know that we can cry unto the Lord and call upon him and he will come to our aid. Praise the Lord. So we thank God because prayer changes things. And at this time, for those of you who are tuning in for the very first time, you are listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. And I am the Watch Care Minister of Holy Temple Church of God, located here in Baltimore, Maryland. Praise the Lord. Holy Temple is a branch of our headquarters church, the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God Incorporated, which is located at 910 Shelton Avenue in Camden, New Jersey, where Pastor Richard Jackson Jr. is our president and Northern District Overseer. Praise the Lord. We also want to acknowledge that we just recently lost our vice president, Pastor Lewis Marshall Sr., who was our vice president and also Southern District Overseer, also the pastor of Victory Temple Church of God. And we are continuing in prayer for the bereaved family and also for his companion, Mother Janice Marshall. Praise be to God. We just thank God for all the people of God. We truly thank God for all of you. And now at this time, we're going to have our opening scripture read by Evangelist Khadijah Hameen. God bless Evangelist Khadijah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. The opening scripture is taken from the 33rd number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse. And I'm reading from the King James Version of the Bible. That's the 33rd number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1. And it reads, "Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. Praise the Lord with harp, sing unto him with the psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings. Sing unto him a new song, play skillfully with a loud noise. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. He loveth righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathereth the waters of the sea together as an heap. He layeth up the depth in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. The Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathen to naught. He maketh the devices of the people of none effect. The counsel of the Lord standeth forever, the thoughts of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen for his inheritance." Thank God for the reading of his word, the 33rd number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse and ending with the 12th. Amen. I'm going to turn the broadcast back into the hands of Evangelist Hameen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank God for that beautiful passage of scripture read by Evangelist Khadijah. Amen. And at this time, we're going to have some announcements. Praise the Lord. And I just want to take this time, first of all, and say to you, if you want to go ahead and get your notebooks out so you can jot some things down and also put on your praise outfit, your praise shoes, and let's get ready to have a good time in the Lord. Praise God, because God is worthy to be praised, and this is the day that the Lord has made, and we should be rejoicing, and we should be glad in it, because God, he is doing great and mighty things. Praise the Lord. So prepare for the blessings of the Lord during this broadcast. This is a time when we can reach out and call upon the name of the Lord together. We can pray together. Amen. We can have a great time in the Lord, lifting up his holy name. Praise be to God. I'm already stirred up because the Lord has been blessing me already earlier in the day. Hallelujah. Praise God. I have already felt the presence of the Lord. Glory to your name, Lord. God is just moving by his spirit. He's proving himself. He's pouring out his spirit, and I'm glad about it. Oh, hallelujah. My soul is happy. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I just thank the Lord. Just thinking on the goodness of Jesus gives me great joy. It makes me want to stand up and shout and holler out to the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you. Glory to your name, Jesus. Thank you. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my Lord, I thank you. Oh, Thank you, Jesus. Oh, bless your holy name, Lord. I thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. And I tell you, it's all about God. It's all about praising
Amen.
Him. It's all about lifting him up. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Glory be to my God. I feel like cutting a step right now. Oh, praise be to God. I feel like moving about. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, my Lord, I thank you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God has been so good. He's been better to me than I can be to myself than anybody else could be. And I'm not even deserving of what God has done. Praise be to God. But because he has so much grace and so much compassion and so much loving kindness and mercy that endure forever. Oh, Lord, I thank you. Glory be to my God. The grace of God is the reason why I'm still alive. The grace of God is the reason why I have my health and strength. Oh, praise the Lord. It's the grace of God why I'm able to walk around and continue throughout the day. Oh, and throughout the day, I keep in mind that it's the Lord who has given me this strength, who has enabled me to feed to dress myself, to get up in the morning, get down on my knees, say a prayer, hallelujah, get dressed and go out, hallelujah. And as I go out, he blessed my going out. He blessed me when I'm coming back in. He blessed me while I'm traveling. Oh, and when I reach my destination, the blessing is there waiting on me. I have every right to praise God. I have every reason to give God the glory. You and me. Thank you, Jesus. He's not just good to me, hallelujah, but he's good to every one of us. Hallelujah, and he deserves all the praise. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Praise be to my God. I tell you, there's no more church as usual, no more broadcast as usual, no more following the program, but whatever God says, if the Lord should take over, that's when we should yield to the Spirit of God. We should not draw back. We should not try to redirect. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We should just yield to the Spirit of God, in whichever way God wants to move, we ought to just give in to it and allow God to have his way. We ought to let God do what he wants to do. This is the problem sometimes. People just trying to continue to go their own way and do it how they're used to doing things. But we have to get used to doing it God's way. And one thing about God, we don't know which way God is going to go. We don't know how he's going to move, but whatever way he wants to go, it's all right with me. Thank you, Jesus. Whatever he wants to do, I'm okay with that. I want the Lord to have his way and go whichever way he wants to go. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise be to my God. We need to get on out of the way and let God do what he wants to do. Praise be to God. Sometimes the Spirit of God is leading us to go a certain way, but because we're trying to stay on course with the program and we're trying to do it like we think that one wants it done, or this one might say something, or praise be to God, forget about what they say. Don't worry about how they want things to go, but let God do what he wants to do. Everybody's not going to like what God does. They're not going to like what God says. When you open your mouth and he speaks through you, you ought to let God have his way.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you hear the voice of God speaking to you, oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Harden not your heart. Don't provoke God to anger. Don't anger God, but just give in to the Lord and let God do what he wants to do. Because while God is moving, that's the time to say yes to the Lord. That's the time to obey the voice of God. and do all that the Lord command you to do.
Amen.
And don't worry
Amen.
About who is going to go with
That's
you and
right.
who not.
Amen.
Don't worry about who is
yes.
going to say, I'm not getting with you and I'm not going to do this.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Don't let that worry you.
Yes.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
As long as you know, glory be to God, that it is God. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. That's all that matters. That's all that matters. As long as you know God is leading you and directing you, you keep on going the way God is leading you to go. Praise the Lord. And don't draw back. Don't give up. Don't take down. But take a firm stand. When you know what you know, hallelujah, you don't have to back down. When you know that God
no.
is with you, praise the Lord, he's more than
yes.
the whole world against you. So what can they do to you? All man can do is destroy the body, but they cannot touch your soul. Hallelujah. Thank
yes.
you, Jesus. Glory be to God. You have to be sure of your calling. You have to be sure that God is directing you and showing you which way to go, what to do, what to say, what not to say. Hallelujah. God will do this for you. Praise be to God if you will let him have his way. Oh, thank you, Lord. I thank God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I can feel God's presence. I feel the anointing of the Lord is very important, and it's pressing right now that we allow God to use us and to have his way, that we continue to yield to the will of God, because there is some lost soul somewhere who needs somebody to come and minister to them, even if it's over the radio. If it's over the telephone, if it's through letter or social media, whatever means you can get that message to them, they're waiting to hear from God. They're needing a Savior in their lives. They need Jesus to stop by, hallelujah, and deliver them from the condition that they're in. Some are going through right now, and they're feeling really heavy, my God. Oh, Lord, they feel like there's no hope. They're feeling in despair. Oh, but Jesus, he is our hope. Jesus, he is life. Jesus, he is the answer. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And if somebody can just hear those words, a few words of encouragement, I believe that would change the whole course of their lives. They might be spiraling out of control, going down the road of destruction. But God, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. He is an on-time God, and he will be right there to turn them around, put them in the right direction. God will reach way down, and he'll pick them up. He'll clean them up, fill them with his spirit. Oh, hallelujah. And he sets them on the right track. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He will place their feet on a rock to stay. Oh, glory to God, on a solid foundation. Oh, hallelujah. Maybe there's somebody strung out, and they have habits that they just can't break. Maybe they've been trying over and over and over, and they find that they keep going back, and they're entrapped. They're entangled, and they cannot get loose. But God has the power to loose their shackles. God has the power to deliver their soul. Oh, hallelujah. God has all power in his hand.
Amen.
And when God speaks, it shall come to pass.
Amen.
It may not happen right away, but it shall come to pass, and it shall be as God spoke. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. We need to yield more to the will of God. We need to do what God is calling us to do. If you're in the ministry, you need to come on, fast and pray if you have to. Get where God wants you to be so he can use you. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Yes.
There are souls that are assigned to us in our ministry.
Yes,
praise be to God. Amen. We may not know all that God has for us. We may not know what capacity our ministry is composed of.
Yes.
But nevertheless, whatever it is, however God want to use us in any capacity, let God have his way. Let God do what he wants to do. Apostle Paul, before he was changed, his name was Saul. But God changed his name, and his name became Paul. Praise the Lord. And he thought that his ministry was for the Jews. And he tried to minister to the Jews, but that's not where God wanted him to minister. God wanted him to go to the Gentiles and preach to them and minister to them. And God showed him what to do. He was assigned, hallelujah, to minister to the Gentiles. Glory to God. And sometimes we think that we are ministering the way God wants us to minister. We're going where God wants us to go. Oh, we're reaching the people that God wants us to reach. But sometimes we are mistaken. We are not right about that all the time. So we need to seek God the more. And someone that we might think that God doesn't want us to go to, that's the main one that God wants us to go to. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If it's no more than to deliver a special message directly from the Lord. Praise God. We ought to be in a position so that God can use us, so God can have his way. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. I tell you, God, he does what he wants to do because he's sovereign, and he has the power to do that. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I'm so glad that God is not like man. I'm so glad that God had mercy on us. Oh, praise the Lord. Without his mercy, we would all be lost. Every one of us. Praise the Lord. Somebody desiring to be saved. And the enemy has been fighting them so hard. The enemy has been trying to get them to go another way. But I want to tell you, if you're listening today, don't go another way, but stay in your search for your deliverance. Continue to cry out to the Lord. Continue to call upon the name of the Lord until your breakthrough comes, until you get that prayer through to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Don't stop, but keep on praying. Keep on denying yourself. Hallelujah. Keep reading the word of God. Keep listening to the word of God. And in your heart, repent and be godly sorry. Be so sorry that you never want to sin against God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And when you get to that point, when your heart reaches that point, I believe God will do the work for you. God will take your life and make something beautiful out of your life. God will take you and he will change your whole life. He'll turn you around. He'll open your eyes to the truth. Praise God. He'll take the blinders off and you'll walk in the newness of life. You'll see everything through a new outlook. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Nothing will be the same, but you'll be a brand new creature. God will make you all over again. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, take notice. Look. Oh, glory to God. All things are become new. Everything. Your manner of speaking, your thoughts in your mind, the intent in your heart, the way you carry yourself, the way you even dress. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All of that will change. I'm telling you, God will make you all over. Praise the Lord. Some people focus on trying to change people and trying to change this and change that, but we don't have to focus on that. All we have to do is do what God gave us to do. Amen. And let God do the rest. Because I'm telling you, when God starts working on that heart, the change that happens on the inside will come out on the outside. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
We'll be able to see it on the outside. It'll be made manifest on the outside. Oh, praise God. Don't worry about the outside. Don't look upon the outward appearance, because God is looking on the heart. Get to that heart. Say words that are going to reach that heart. Preach until you get to the heart. Hallelujah. Minister until you reach the heart. Oh, glory to God. And when you get there, that word will penetrate that heart. Break it all up.
Yes.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Lord, thank you, Lord.
Lord, thank you, Jesus. And the work that God does on the inside will be made manifest on the outside. You don't have to necessarily tell them what to do and all that, because I'm telling you, God will surely work on them. And things will convict them, and they'll have a change. Everything will change.
Amen.
I tell you, God is a mighty God.
Amen.
He truly is a mighty God. Amen. I had a different message today, but God has something else.
Amen.
And I prefer what God has over anything else. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. I don't know about you, praise God, but I'm feeling the touch of the Lord. I'm feeling his presence right now. God, he shows up, praise the Lord, when two or three are assembled together in his name. He said that he would be in the midst of them. And I believe him, and I take him at his word. Hallelujah. Thank you. Glory be to my God. And when the Lord starts moving, how can you sit there? How can you hold your peace? How can you be still? How can you hush your mouth? Your mouth is going to come open, and the glory of God is going to come out of your mouth. You're going to give some kind of praise to the Lord. Hallelujah. You're going to shout to the Lord. Oh, glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Because when the Holy Ghost gets inside, he's going to speak out. Oh, yes, he is. He's going to speak out. Praise God. I believe Jesus baptized them with the Holy Ghost and with fire. And how can you sit on fire? When that fire gets to burning, you're going to move. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He'll make you move. Oh, praise be to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm reminded of Jeremiah, how he was so discouraged because the people were so disobedient. They would not receive or accept the word of God. Oh, and he was so upset and so hurt by the people not taking God at his word, not hearing the word of God, but being stiff-necked and hard-hearted. Oh, praise the Lord, and reproachful. Praise be to God. Every time he would try to give the word of God to them, they would reject it.
Oh, my Lord. And the man, he had decided that he was not going to speak anymore in the name of the Lord, because it brought about so much reproach and so much pain and agony. He didn't want to go through it anymore. Oh, praise the Lord. But God's word was down in his heart. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory be to God. So he had decided, I won't speak anymore in his name. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
But he could not hold his peace when that word got to stirring up in him, when that word got so hot that he couldn't hold his peace. Oh, he declared that it was just like fire shut up in his bones and would not let him stay. He couldn't be still. He couldn't sit on that fire. Praise God. So when the word of God get down in us, it's like a fire burning on the inside. And it gets all in your bones, praise the Lord. And you can't hold that. You can't. You can't just be still if the fire is burning. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So I tell you, God, he is a mighty good God, and he is worthy of all the praises. And I just want to say to you, those of you who are desiring to do a work for the Lord, I want to encourage you to keep seeking God about that work. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because we don't know how God is going to bless. We don't know which way God is going to direct us, where he's going to take our ministry. We don't know what God is going to do. Amen. But it's better for us to just humble ourselves, get on out of the way, and let God have his way. Praise the Lord. So I just thank God for the word of God. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I thank God for the moving of his spirit. I thank God for his touch. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord Jesus. I thank God for just giving us a little more time to finish the work that he gave us to do. Praise God. He didn't have to allow us this time, but by his grace, he has allowed us a little more time to complete this work that he has assigned unto us. And I'm so grateful. Praise the Lord. Not that I'm so much or I'm somebody, but just his grace, his mercy. Oh, praise the Lord. And I'm glad to have the opportunity. And I'm asking the Lord to even help me to minister the more. Help me to go forth even more and discover other parts of my ministry that I haven't discovered. Don't be afraid. Praise God. You don't know what God has done for you. Sometimes we just need to seek God to find out. Amen. Some people walking around saying, well, I don't know what God wants me to do. I don't know what my ministry is. I don't know my gift. I don't know this. I don't know that. Well, have you asked the Lord to show you? Have you presented yourself before him that he could use you? Because sometimes you're not going to know until you get busy and start laboring in the vineyard of God. Until you get out there, hallelujah, you won't even know how God will use you. And you will even be surprised to know that God would do those things through you. Hallelujah. Oh, praise be to God. I recall before coming down here to Baltimore, I was coming down with the previous pastor who used to be here in Baltimore. Praise the Lord. And I came down here with her on many occasions to help out in her ministry, to support her. And as a young evangelist, praise the Lord, God would move in ways that I had never experienced before. I didn't even know God would even move that way. Hallelujah. Praise God. So when we get busy for the Lord and we start going and doing what God says do, God is going to add more to it. God is going to show up every time. He's going to do something great and something wonderful. Amen. Because we humble ourselves and are obedient to the will of God. Praise the Lord. So I just thank God for all that he's done. Praise God. I thank God for the word of God on this afternoon. And I just thank God for what he's already, how he's already blessed. Praise God. I'm excited. I want to jump up and down. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to go to God in prayer, and we're going to petition the Lord for the things that we desire of him. Amen. If you are desiring to be saved and to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, you want to accept Jesus as your personal Savior. Today, we're going to go to God in prayer, and we're going to pray the prayer of faith, believing God together. Amen. Yes. Praise the Lord. And also, those of you who have a special prayer request or petition before the Lord, you can bring that request in this prayer, and we can touch and agree, hallelujah, and pray about it together, believing God. Hallelujah. Anybody who's sick can be healed of their sickness.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Anybody who is discouraged can be encouraged and have their burdens lifted. Amen. Hallelujah. Anybody who's bound can be delivered and made free through this prayer. Anybody who's a backslider desiring to return to the Lord can be restored and reclaimed in this prayer. Hallelujah. Let's go to God. Anybody whose heart is hurting, oh my Lord Jesus, anybody who's dealing with issues mentally and emotionally, you can have your deliverance also. And we're going to believe God together. So let us pray. Let us put our minds on the Lord. And let us pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for your mercy and for your grace. We thank you for another opportunity to come before you, Lord. And as we come, Lord, we humble our hearts. We humble ourselves before you. And we ask for mercy. Lord, we ask that you will search our hearts. Oh, my God, right now during this prayer, while we're here calling on your name, oh, God, look on us with compassion. Lord, anything that is not right, anything in our heart right now that you're not pleased with, oh, God, be merciful and forgive us. Take it away from us. Take it out by the root. Purge us, oh, God. Clean us up on the inside and on the outside.
Yes.
Work on us, Lord, while we're praying. Oh, Lord, we come to you on behalf of those who are desiring to accept you as their personal Savior. We are asking you, Lord, to please forgive their sins and take them away. Oh, my God, touch their heart and their mind, oh, Lord, and bring them to a place of repentance that they're so godly sorry they never want to sin again. Break up that heart, Lord Jesus, and save them, Lord. Fill them with the Holy Ghost. Oh, my God, receive them and make them your own. In the name of Jesus, Lord, remember the backsliders. We pray for them, Lord, that you will reclaim them and restore their souls. Oh, God, help them to return unto you. Help them, Lord, to make it back before it's too late. Give them a little more time to make it in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Lord, please, Jesus, send on encouragement. Lift heavy burdens. Lord, destroy the yoke of bondage. Loose the shackles, oh God, of those who are bound up. Lord, make them free in the name of Jesus. We know you're able, Lord. We're waiting on our miracle, Lord. We're waiting on our breakthrough, Lord. We're waiting on our healing. We're waiting on salvation. We're waiting, oh God, on deliverance. And we believe together that we have these petitions. We believe you right now, and we're taking you at your word. Oh, glory to your name, Lord. We yield ourselves to you. Lord, have your way. Let your will be done. Speak to our hearts, Lord. Speak to our minds. When we open our mouths, oh God, let the oracles of God come forth in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, have your way right now, Jesus. Please, Jesus, we know you're able. You can see, oh God, what's going on down here in this world. You see the wicked man. You see all the violence. You see the devastation, oh God, the tragedy. You can see it all around us, Lord. And we know, God, that you know best. And we put our lives in your hand. We trust you, Lord. And we know, God, that you will take care of us no matter what is going on. We believe together that you will see us through. You will keep us and preserve us. You will hold our hand and walk with us one step at a time, day by day, every night. Oh, Lord, we believe that we have your protection, and we just want to thank you. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, we thank you. We bless your holy name, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for what you've already done. We thank you for what you're doing right now. Lord, we praise your holy name. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for comfort, for consolation. Yes, we thank you, oh God,
thank you,
for answering prayer. Yes, thank you, Jesus. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, for being a friend, Lord. Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory be to God. Yes. Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Jesus. We thank you for being our strong tower.
Thank you.
We thank you, oh God, for being our battle axe.
Thank you,
we thank you, Lord,
thank you,
for taking up our battle,
yes,
for fighting for
yes,
us.
Lord.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, oh God, for those times when temptation is all around, for giving us strength not to yield to it. We thank you for making a way of escape. Hallelujah. That we may be able to bear it. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your precious word, oh God. Your word is true. We praise you and we magnify you, oh God. Now, Lord, we ask that you'll accept our prayers. And, Lord, remember all of those who are on the prayer list, one by one, name by name. You know all those names that are written on the prayer list. You can see the names. We present that list before you, Lord, and we ask you to look on everyone who is on that list, everyone who is represented, one by one, Lord, name by name. And we pray, God, that you will move, and that you will bless abundantly with the blessing that they stand in need of. Lord, you have the power to command the blessing to overtake them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we believe it right now, and we count it as done. And we thank you for
thank
it.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Glory. Hallelujah. Oh, yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. We
Lord.
Thank you right now, Lord. Oh, God, now we
yes.
ask, please, Lord, to bless us throughout the course of this day. Lord, bless all the people of God everywhere,
yes,
one by one and name by name. Lord, we believe it.
and we thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
All of these and other blessings we ask in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
Praise be to my God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. We do thank God for the word of God. We thank God for prayer.
Amen.
We thank God for all
Amen.
Of you.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. And now at this time, we're going to turn this portion of the service into the hands of Evangelist May for remarks and also.
Praise the Lord. I tell you, God had his way. He took control, sent his anointing, and sent the word of God. And I thank God for it. My soul is encouraged through that message. And
Amen.
The Lord was in that. In other words, whatever it is that he has for us to do,
uh-huh.
we need to pray, be about his business.
Amen.
That the Lord has his way and stop going our way.
All right.
I tell you, God knows what he's talking about.
Amen.
I tell you, because sometimes we just draw back on the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
We don't let him have his way, and we go in the same old way.
Yes.
But the Lord had his way today.
Yes, he did.
To control, and he spoke to us.
Amen.
So I just thank God for the anointed message.
Yes.
I tell you, God teach you Evangelist Hameen.
Amen.
She
yes,
preached
he did.
Under them.
Yes, she
so
did.
So I just thank God for the word of God and for the way that he took her.
Yes.
He didn't let her go in the same way.
Amen.
He took her the way he wanted to go.
Yes, praise God.
Even the illustration that she gave about Saul,
mm-hmm.
God took him the way he wanted him to go.
Yes.
He tried to go one way,
mm-hmm.
but God stopped him.
Yes,
and
he
took
did.
Him another way.
Amen.
Deliverance
mm-hmm.
for his soul.
Hallelujah.
Thank God. We follow through the way that the Lord wants us to go. He will deliver our soul. Glory to God. I thank God. And that's what I'm looking to the Lord for. Because
Amen.
I want my soul to be delivered.
Yes.
Doing what thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
Sometimes that's the way your deliverance will come.
That's right.
Sometimes you think, well, if I go here, if I do this, I do that, the Lord will deliver me.
Mm-hmm.
But I tell you, my mind just went. It went toward our late general overseer, Samuel
mm-hmm.
Devin Cook. Oh, my God, that testimony that he had.
Mm.
Now that the Lord, he was going his way. He had purchased a brand new home,
mm-hmm.
purchased a car, and he was working on his job. He had a good job, making good money, but that was not what the Lord wanted. The Lord wanted him to go a different way. But he continued to work in the barber shop,
mm-hmm.
cutting hair. And one day, the anointing came upon him.
Okay.
He was cutting somebody's hair, and the shears that he had on his hand, they began to fall off of his hand onto the floor. And the Lord began to move on him. And he excused himself and went down
mm-hmm.
in the basement and began to pray unto the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I tell you, he lost his composure and everything.
Mm.
I tell you, when God gets behind you,
uh-huh.
and he wants you to do something, you're going to have to do it.
Amen.
So he went on down there and prayed, and the Lord began to speak to him and let him know that if he continued to work on man's job and neglect the work of God,
mm.
he would surely die.
Mm, okay.
I tell you, he began to yield to the will of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
He made a sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
This way takes a sacrifice.
Yes.
It's not all the time going to see your way, and you're going to have things that you need. You're going to have your way.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a sacrifice.
Amen.
He went on and made the sacrifice.
Praise
Glory
God.
To God.
Mm.
Jesus. The Lord led him he and his wife began to drive down Mount Ephraim Avenue in Camden, New Jersey. And the Lord swerved the car.
Mm.
And his wife was wondering, honey, what are you doing? You know, because he swerved so suddenly.
Mm-hmm.
He was going by the leading of the Lord. The Lord was leading, and he made that turn onto Pine Street.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord showed him the building and said, this is what he wanted the church.
All right. Thank you, Jesus.
And I tell you, the Lord from that sacrifice, look what God has done.
Amen.
Began to open up his ministry and began to bless his ministry.
Yes.
And so many souls has come to the Lord through his ministry.
Amen.
And I tell you, we have to learn to let God have his way and not try to continue to go in our own way. And I'm guilty of it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guilty of it. Sometimes the anointing will come, but instead of letting the Lord have his way, we go through our ritual, our form, our program that we have set up.
Yes.
We got to let it all go and let God have his way. And by doing so, obeying the will of God, God will work and he will move and he will prove himself and he will save those. He'll cause somebody to give their life unto the Lord.
Yes, he will.
Just as he did for our late overseer. And not only our late general overseer, but also the late Pastor Marshall, Bishop Marshall.
And
the Lord also worked through him because he denied himself.
Yes.
He was living up here in Camden, New Jersey.
Yes.
But he denied himself.
Yes.
And went back to North Carolina.
Right.
And the Lord began to move and work and bless. And he began to get a place of worship.
Yes.
And the Lord began to add souls and send souls.
Yes.
God is good. And
yes.
He will prove himself every time.
Yes, Lord. And
wonderful works, the self-denial.
Yes.
That
yes.
To the will of God. Yes. Oh, I tell you, I remember those years. I remember those days traveling over the highway, going down there to North Carolina to the church.
Mm-hmm.
And being in the service of the Lord. And I tell you, the Lord would take over. The Lord would move in those services.
Yes.
And the young people came on in. Even before Pastor Marshall passed away this time, we talked, and he began to mention about how the young people, when they heard that we were having a convocation, those young people would come. They would get together and they would come.
Amen.
He was so right. And that was shown throughout his home going.
Yes.
They got together and they came.
Yes, they did.
I tell you, God, he's good. The Lord is good. We don't know what God will do.
Amen.
We just stretch out and be obedient to the heavenly voice.
Amen.
God will prove himself and do whatever it is he wants to do. So I thank the Lord. This was a very powerful message.
Yes, it was.
And I thank the Lord. I tell you, I thank God for Janice Amin and for her going on and allowing God to have his way on this afternoon. The word of God went out, and I believe somebody was blessed on today.
Amen.
And if nobody was, I was.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God, I was.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
That's what it's all about. If nobody
Hallelujah.
Gets saved, as long as we be saved.
Amen.
And I tell you, I believe God. I
yes,
believe
Lord.
God.
Yes, Lord.
So thank God for the word of God. And I mean, continue to allow God to have his way and preach the word of God. We don't know what God will do, and we don't know where he will take you
yes.
through obeying the will of God. name is Khadijah. Continue to work for the Lord. God has great blessings in store.
Thank you,
for
Jesus.
All of us.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Continue to do his will.
Amen.
And be obedient to the heavenly voice. So God bless you. Thank the Lord for this space. Praise the Lord. The program broadcast is turned over back to Evangelist Amin.
Amen. Praise God. Thank God for those beautiful remarks, encouraging words, and also exhortations coming through Evangelist May. And that was beautifully said. And we just thank God for you, Evangelist May. You be encouraged and continue to let the Lord have his way in your life. And he's doing great things already. Amen. And I'm just happy and looking forward to what is to come. Because God has so much more. Praise be to God. And at this time, we're going to see if Evangelist Khadijah would like to have remarks. Praise God, Evangelist Khadijah.
Let the church say amen. Let the church say
amen.
Let the church say
amen.
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 Let the church say,
amen.
Let the church say,
amen.
Let the church say,
amen.
Amen. Amen. The devil is a liar, and he's got no victory because God has the power.
Amen.
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 Let the church say,
amen.
Let the church say,
amen.
Let the church say,
amen.
Yes. Let every born believer say,
amen.
Let every believer say,
amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I just thank God for the word coming through Evangelist Hameen. I thank God for the word coming through Evangelist Maybell. I've enjoyed Jesus all day. Hallelujah. You know, we begin to go over to, we were invited to today, and we begin to go over, and we just say, we just begin to praise the Lord. The Lord began to fall down in that place so strong, and I still feel the effects of that. So this is just, you know, this is just 3:30 service. So, you know, I truly enjoyed it. I've, you know, over near where my mom lives, so I just came over to where she is. So I'm glad I was able to be here and see the anointing take over. You know, as you get to enjoy her preaching this afternoon, and I could see the anointing and feel the effects. And, you know, what she was saying is so true. You know, we have to step out of our comfort zone. Ask God what he wants us to do. And, you know, don't just think about it and, you know, or wonder about it, but find it out what he wants you to do. And then when you find out, go ahead and do the will of the Lord, because you'll be blessed. And this is what we have to do. Not just us, but other people will be blessed as well, because, as she says, there's a soul. Souls, they're waiting for us. You know, they're waiting for us to use the ministry that God gave us. And if we keep it all to ourselves, they'll never receive it. And, like, that's just what we have to do. Step out. Step out on the water. Don't be afraid. And even if you're, you know, I've heard a saying that said, be afraid and do it anyway.
All right.
But go ahead and do it. You know, God, he'll squelch those fears. You know, once you go ahead and get out there and, you know, step out on the water. Step in the water.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I enjoyed it. I'm grateful. And again, thank you. Thank God for Evangelist Maybell, always so willing and always so encouraging.
Amen.
And thank God for all things. Vanessa, I mean, keep on preaching the word of God. Keep on letting the Lord have his way in your life.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for those beautiful remarks and encouraging words, expectations coming through Evangelist Khadijah. And she was the guest speaker on this morning. And I tell you, God took over.
Thank you, Jesus.
And he began to speak. He preached through her.
Hallelujah. And her title was But God. And she brought out so many things about what God did. Hallelujah. Yes, the devil meant it for bad. He thought he had you. He thought he had destroyed your life. But God. Hallelujah. Oh, I tell you, I enjoyed that service. The anointing of God was in that place so greatly that it reminded me of how the Lord used to send his anointing in Christian temples. And we would go forth in the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Moving on, the young people.
Yes, he did. Amen.
They were praising God today.
Yes,
I mean, the Lord touched.
Amen.
And I tell you, there's one sister there. We hadn't seen her move since we would be visiting there. But today, the Spirit of God got a hold of her. And I mean, she stretched out.
Yes, she did.
And there was some laying out in the floor. God had them down. I mean, God was moving in there. Old time way. Somebody praying.
Amen. Thank you.
Somebody's praying.
All right.
Somebody's denying themselves. Oh, praise God.
Yes.
I thank the Lord. We had a great time in the Lord. The anointing is still fresh on us. Can't shake it off. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Don't want to
shake
it off. Oh, praise God.
Yes.
I just thank the Lord. I'm just having a great time in the Lord. God is truly blessing my soul.
Amen.
And I am glad about it. Praise the Lord. And I tell you, we're going to try to move on. Amen. Try to get some announcements now. Amen. Praise God. So, we ask that you will continue in prayer for the bereaved families. We are yet in prayer for Mother Janice Marshall and the bereaved Marshall family and also the church family, because we have been family for so many years, even decades. Praise be to God. And spirit is closer than flesh. So we lost a family member in losing Pastor Marshall. Amen. And also let us continue in prayer for Evangelist Cynthia and for the bereaved Anderson family. Praise the Lord. And also let's keep praying for all of those who are on our prayer list. We have many names on the list. God knows them. And we want you to continue to call their names out before the Lord, asking God to intervene. Praise the Lord. And also, this broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. And you may listen by dialing 319-527-6763. Or you may listen by going online at www.blogtalkradio.com/ My King's Service Title One School. And also, if you want to listen to some of the recorded broadcasts that we have already had, you can go on that same website and listen to the pre-recorded services by clicking on the on-demand broadcast. So they are ready to be listened to at any time. And also, if you would like to correspond with us, you can do so by corresponding with us through email at the Prayer Works Ministry. And the email address is prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. Again, prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. You can also send us postal mail to P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. And if you desire to have remarks, if you're a member of the clergy, we invite you to use our guest call-in line to call and give remarks or encouraging words. Maybe there's a song on your heart and you feel led to sing that song on this broadcast. We invite you to take advantage of
calling in on our guest line, and that number is 978-990-5270. Also, the access code is 7946408. Again, that call-in number is 978-990-5270. Access code 7946408. And also, we ask that you will continue to pray for everyone. Let us pray one for another. And we are actually in our 59th church anniversary revival. The Lord has truly been blessing us. It started on Friday night. We had a service on last night. There was service today in person at the headquarters church there in Camden, New Jersey. But the climaxing service will be held by teleconference on tonight at 7 p.m. And you are certainly welcome to call in to worship and praise the Lord with us and also be blessed through the hearing of the Word of God. And if you desire to call in, that teleconference number is 508-924-2348. There's no access code. Again, the teleconference call-in number is 508-924-2348. Theme is Trust God. Praise the Lord. I believe the speaker who's scheduled to speak tonight is Pastor Jerry Bennett, who is the pastor of Grace Temple Church of God in Lyallsville, North Carolina. You don't want to miss this on tonight. Amen. Praise God. We truly thank God for all of the blessings and for all of you, for your prayers, for your support, and for your love. And we just thank God for you calling into the broadcast. We look forward to you joining us once again on our next broadcast, which is scheduled Friday at 7 p.m. And until then, let us keep our minds on the Lord. May God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. But before I close, Evangelist May, did you have something else?
I just wanted to say that the Gospel Truth broadcast will not be on tonight. It will be a pre-recorded recording.
Okay. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So make note of that. You can still dial in and hear the pre-recorded service if you so desire, or you can join us live on our 59th anniversary revival. Praise the Lord. Thank God for you, Evangelist May, and for your ministry, the Gospel Truth
Amen.
Broadcast. It's truly a powerful broadcast. Oh, glory to God. It's reaching many souls. Many souls are blessed. My soul is blessed. Thank the Lord for you. And if you have anything, praise God. So if that be all, may God bless you and may heaven smile upon you. And good night.